Good afternoon. A warm front continues to track into and through interior New York and New England this afternoon. Ahead of the front, clouds and showers were common early this morning across mainly upstate New York and central and northern New England. However, these showers continue to ride through into the north and east. To the south of I-90, a warmer and more humid environment is evolving with hazy sunshine. As the front continues as its approach toward the Canadian border, more of the region will get into this warm and humid environment. And with hazy sunshine, most everyone will be in the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs, with some middle and upper 80s in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. With this setup and a low pressure wave heading from the Great Lakes toward the St. Lawrence Valley, scattered thunderstorms will develop today. Jet stream energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will also slice through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, and this will help to enhance some of the thunderstorms today and into the evening hours. Strong gusty winds, hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning are all possible today in and around these storms. There's even the possibility, with the close proximity of the warm front, to produce some rotating storms through the afternoon hours. At that point, we'll turn our attention to a trailing cold front slicing through western New York and Pennsylvania, which eventually will drag its way through interior New York and New England. So more thunderstorms, some of them strong to severe, will be possible through the evening and into the early part of the overnight period. Gradually, storms will move off the coast and diminish, and areas of fog will develop overnight with low temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. This will set us up for a quieter day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will bring the humidity back down again as temperatures reach the lower to mid-80s. A weak disturbance will make an approach on Thursday, and we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. More summer-like warmth and humidity will start to build back in on Friday and Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s, and this will lead to a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, which will last into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in addition to the potentially severe storms from New England back into the Ohio Valley, flood watches and warnings remain in effect for a large part of eastern and southern Texas, including San Antonio and Houston. Deep tropical moisture is in place and continues to move in off the Gulf of Mexico. Another 3 to 5 inches of rain is likely in these areas, which will produce localized flooding again today. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a large area of cloudiness and thunderstorms located about 450 miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands, which are associated with a tropical wave. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development, and a tropical depression is likely to form during the next few days while the system moves west-northwestward to northwestward toward the central tropical Atlantic. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 90s. Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 95, set in 1959. And the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m. 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with increasing humidity and scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and into the evening hours, some on the stronger side, with highs right around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some strong to severe, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, Clouds mixing with some hazy sunshine this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, some strong to severe, with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the upper 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, high temperatures in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of clouds and hazy sun and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and high temperatures in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, a bit of a northwest breeze, lower to mid-80s. A scattered thunderstorm Thursday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds both Friday and Saturday with increasing humidity, middle to upper 80s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.